I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Anti-smoking activists are always trying to get tobacco companies to pay to help smokers quit. Now there's a new twist in Louisiana. A court in New Orleans could order the industry to pay for everything smokers need to give up the habit, a more extensive program than exists elsewhere. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
This is the second part of a landmark class action lawsuit brought on behalf of an estimated 500,000 smokers in Louisiana. The jury has already found that cigarette makers conspired to addict people to a hazardous product, committed fraud by trying to conceal the dangers, and targeted kids with advertising. Not uncommon claims in a tobacco lawsuit. What's unusual about this case is that most of these smokers aren't sick. So instead of suing over a smoking-related illness, they claimed addiction to nicotine as their injury. And rather than asking for money damages, the smokers asked that tobacco firms pay to help them quit. Smoker attorney Joe Bruno says it's the tobacco industry's responsibility to addicted smokers.
They lied for 50 years. They cheated for 50 years. And the result is these people have a hard time quitting.
In court this month, the smokers' legal team has presented expert testimony on how to fashion a statewide smoking cessation program. They've come up with a $1.1 billion plan over the next 25 years. A hefty price tag, Bruno admits, but necessary, he says, to train doctors and counselors, get resources to all parts of the state, and properly advertise to motivate smokers to quit.
Most people want to quit. Most people know and understand that they should quit, but most people find it extraordinarily difficult to quit. So that moving them from the idea to actually make an effort is what this is all about.
Bruno says the program would provide free counseling, telephone quit lines, and nicotine replacement therapy like patches, gum, or inhalers. It would also pay doctors to intervene with their patients who smoke and develop a host of community-based interventions through hospitals, universities, churches, and civic groups. But tobacco firms argue the plan is excessive and duplicates what's happening in Louisiana now. John Mulderig is Associate General Counsel for Altria, the corporate parent of tobacco giant Philip Morris.
The plaintiff's lawyers have put a huge price tag on this program when there are a variety of smoking cessation services already available.
Outside the courtroom, as the tobacco industry started its testimony this week, Mulderig said there's a much simpler way to get smokers the help they need.
You know, the concept is that you basically get a credit card that allows you to go to a pharmacy and buy nicotine replacement therapies. You give them the card, you get your nicotine patches or nicotine gum, and that's paid for by the defendant tobacco companies.
Mulderig also questions the need for a 25-year program. Defense witnesses testified this week that most people who try to quit can do so in 2 to 3 years, and that most people will do it on their own. A Baton Rouge doctor testified that only up to 10% of smokers would seek help. No matter what kind of plan the jury comes up with, Louisiana smokers won't get their free nicotine patches anytime soon. Tobacco firms will appeal. They have argued from the start that this case should never have proceeded with smokers all lumped together in a class action lawsuit because of the individual differences among smokers, such as what cigarettes they use, how long they've smoked, and what works best to help them quit. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.